Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Second hour to Aaronic and Chase here on this Monday morning. Hope everybody's having a good start to your day. Let's talk with TD. ESPN's NFL Nation reporter covering the Titans, also his podcast, Talking with TD, every week. And, of course, he joins all of our live show platforms throughout the course of the week. Our show, Mondays at this time. You've got Teron, he's on Stillman and Company on Thursdays, and Robbie and Rex Road. TD is on Fridays, is that right?
Yep, Fridays at 8.
Fridays at 8. Teron Davenport, presented by FreedomTireGuys.com and Crane Works and Rental Works. Good morning, Teron. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. It's a game day Monday, man. Definitely looking forward to this. And don't forget, Wednesdays, Talking with TD podcast comes, and it also plays on the air Saturdays at 7 a.m.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So what kind of shape do you think the Titans are in health-wise, body-wise, for tonight's game?
I think they'll be in the best shape that they've been in since the opener. You get an extra day of rest, and obviously you have Julio Jones coming back. He said he feels good and he's ready to go. A.J. Brown, hamstring-wise, is good. We'll see how the illness, how that hampers him or not. But I think they're in good shape. I think when you look at Bud Dupree, there's a guy that was, you know, a full participant. I think that's a really good sign for them. Obviously, they were indoors one day, and that he didn't really participate in that practice, but that's fine because, you know, a lot of times when you're on that turf indoor like that, it could cause some swelling. So I think overall they're in really good shape. You know, Derrick Henry got an extra day of rest, and I would imagine they're going to rely on him heavily tonight. So I think they're looking good. You know, Caleb Farley, you know, he lost some weight and had some trouble with the illness. But Coach Rabel said he's had a good week. Christian Fulton will be out. So this would be a really good opportunity to get an extensive look at Caleb Farley. And let's see how he goes against those route runners, right? Emmanuel Sanders, Stephon Diggs, two of the best in the game.
Yeah, and that's kind of is where I was going next. As Robbie and Rex Road asked me to give a prediction, you know, who's going to win. And I said, you know, I think it's going to be a close game, but ultimately I'm going to pick the Bills in a close one. And outside of really Mike Vrabel, since he's been here, these are the type of games when you don't think they're going to win, that they have found a way to win. But outside of that, it's really hard. You know, you do this. You break down the stuff. You watch film. You have the whiteboard. And as we talked about it all last week, like, and we go to, you know, we had Andre Reed on, we got all these people that cover the Bills, and it's like you look at the stats, you look at the numbers, you've watched them this year, and it's like, gosh, they're lethal on offense, they're lethal on defense. It's like, where's the holes? I think they've got a really good head coach. It's hard to find a way other than just say Mike Vrabel's found a way with his team. Can you make a case on how they win this game outside of that?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to your offense being your defense. And what I mean by that is Derrick Henry. I think just a steady dose of Derrick Henry, Jeremy McNichols. You got to take advantage of this team and how they are very aggressive on defense. So a little bit of the screen game, some play action. I think you mix all of those together and you do have a shot. And this is a week where you really extremely need Julio Jones and A.J. Brown to step up and have those, you know, quick strike scores that they're capable of doing. You saw the play action deep pass to Julio Jones in Seattle. You know, that's what you need. You need to take advantage of that glance play that they use, play action to A.J. Brown on the slant. And we know what he's capable of doing. He hasn't done it this year, but, man, what better night for him to break out and reclaim his spot as one of the best Yak receivers than tonight. So I think that's really what it comes down to, starting with Derrick Henry and just really feeding him and wearing down that defense, and then you get that play action. And I think with all that, you get the crowd in the game. And then defensively, you just got to play top down, because this Bills offense, they love to take deep shots. Josh Allen has tremendous accuracy on his deep ball placement. He's, I believe, second in the league in completions of 40 yards or more. So you take that away and you make them have to just kind of drive down the field. And I think that could lead to him taking some shots that he may not be normally willing to take, you know, just out of desperation, trying to get that quick strike that they do. And that can lead to a turnover. So all those things, I think, is really what it comes down to. And then the other thing, you know, you watch the game that they lost, that Steelers game. Now, obviously, you know, Cam Hayward and Stephon Tuitt were talking about some of the best interior guys in the game, but they really just pounded that interior part of the line. I think if you could get Tyre Tarte and Jeffrey Simmons to, you know, work at that, you do have a chance there too.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about the deep threat, as you mentioned. That Buffalo's been good about that, and the Titans have not been great about that. So, you know, defensively, how do they slow it up? Because I agree with you. I mean, obviously, they need A.J. Brown and Julio Jones to be big. We know Derrick Henry, what he's all about, but they're going to have to score points. They're not going to win this game 17-14.
Right.
How do you go about trying to slow down that potent Buffalo offense?
Yeah, I think it's about turnovers, right? And you look at last year, that was really the major difference, you know, three turnovers. So for me, when you look at it, I think really you got to marry that pass rush, the interior and exterior part of it, you know, meaning Harold Landry and Bud Dupree, they got to get after him and make Josh Allen step up in the pocket where Jeffrey Simmons can collapse it. You know, I think that's something that has to happen. You got to plaster, right? And if this guy is able to get outside of the pocket, the DBs, they absolutely have to plaster. And if you watch the Chiefs game, that was an example of how if you don't, you'll run into a big play happening. When he scrambled to his right and he looked down the field, directed Dawson Knox to turn the route up the field, and he hit him for a big touchdown. So I think those are the things that you got to watch. The RPO, and that's actually what I did on Whiteboard Wednesday, just showed the RPO option, whereas it's not just the running back as the run option part of it, because he could pull it himself and take off. And especially if you're a man defense, before you know it, he's scooting 10 to 15 yards down the field. So that's something else to look at. Also, the QB power that they use in short yardage situations, they present every single dynamic possible, except for, you know, just a thorough rushing attack. So I think it's really just about just making him, as I said, take those shots, take those chances, whereas you get him to kind of not have the mechanics that he typically has, you know, when he's able to set his feet and make a throw. That's when his accuracy can get back to how it was at Wyoming, and now you get interceptions and turnovers.
Teron Davenport is with us. We're talking with TD, big one tonight. Needless to say, Bills in town. Teron, you mentioned Christian Fulton being out. Give me an idea of how we're going to see them deploy the secondary tonight.
Yeah, I think you're going to, at right corner, you're going to see a mix of Caleb Farley and Breon Borders. And, you know, you could present the whole idea of cat coverage. I've seen Jackrabbit Jenkins travel with Stephon Diggs before. I actually asked him about that when he was with the Saints and Diggs was with the Vikings. And he did a pretty good job against him. So that's something that you could see, but I mean, as I said earlier, Emmanuel Sanders is just as good of a route runner. Well, I'm not going to say just as good because I think Stephon is the best in the game, but he's still a dangerous route runner. So it doesn't matter, like, if you go cat coverage. And the reason why I keep focusing on the route running part of it is those route technicians, just in watching Caleb Farley, those were the type of players that gave him a little bit of trouble, guys who could, you know, really get him to open up and make him think that they're running deep routes, you know, get him to open up and then throttle down and work their way back to the quarterback. Those are the ways that you beat a corner like Caleb Farley right now. So it's going to be tough, man. They're going to have to get up there and slow them down at the line of scrimmage and just really, like I said, hope that pass rush, those guys up front, are able to get home and force Josh Allen off of his mark and as I said, use bad technique, and that could be an opportunity to turn the football over.
If we see Bud Dupree tonight, do you think it would be on a pitch count that they would spot him some?
Yeah, I think it would be on a pitch count because even though, you know, he doesn't have any designation, you know, just as far as the game status is concerned, I think it will be a pitch count because you still got to bring that knee along, and I think he's going to test it early and see how it feels. But, you know, you look at what he said as far as, like, he tried to play through the pain and he pushed it a little too much. That's what he said about earlier this year. So I would imagine he's going to be a little more cautious and a little more reactionary to that pain if it should happen. I mean, I hope it doesn't, you know, because Bud Dupree so far, he seems like a really cool dude and, you know, guys that are real with you the way he is. You know, you want to see them be healthy. You want to see them be successful. So hopefully, even if he is on a snap count, which I think will likely be the case, I still hope that he could get some success just within those.
What do you think the Bills have done in general, or is it just a coincidence that Derrick Henry really hasn't put up big numbers against them?
Yeah, you know, last time they played, Tremaine Edmonds wasn't in the game, but I think, you know, just overall, they just tackled really well. And Derrick Henry is a guy that if you're able to be sound tackling, you know, you could pull away those explosive runs that he normally has. And you force him to just continue to just chip away. That's really what it comes down to. And, you know, Edmonds is going to be playing this time, number 49, their middle backer, and they'll probably have Matt Milano as well. But Edmonds himself, you know, he's just as big as Derrick Henry, and he has that sideline-to-sideline range. So I'm really curious, you know, just how that's going to work as far as the lineman being able to get to that second level and take Edmonds out of the picture. But even if they do, you know, you got Taron Jackson, you got Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer. These are very sound tackling defensive backs. So I think that's really the key in how they've been able to slow him down a little bit. But, I mean, Derrick Henry, he has four consecutive 100-yard games. You know, I wrote about just this 40-game stretch that he's on, and it's the best that anyone that has ever participated in the NFL has ever had, you know. So what he's doing is unprecedented, and, I mean, it's fun to watch. And, you know, the Bills, they got the third-ranked rush defense. The Titans, I believe they're top five in run offense, but Derrick Henry is above everybody himself running the football. So that's going to be something's going to have to give, and then we'll see what does.
Talking to Teron Davenport, Titans NFL Nation reporter for ESPN, and I want to go back to the snap count conversation for a second, whether it's A.J. Brown or Bud Dupree or whoever. And I totally get it. I get it from the team's perspective of why you're wanting to do that. But as you know, and A.J. Brown talked about it last week, these guys are competitors. So that's in the back of their mind that they know they're on a pitch count. How do you balance the safety and the health of the player, but also trying to maximize the time that they have on the field and getting the best out of them?
Well, yeah, I think it's – I'm not going to say it's easy, but there's a pretty – simple solution as far as A.J. Brown's concerned. And when you have, you know, down and distance, you look at that when they're in likely run situations, man, go ahead and let Westbrook McKinney go out there and dig somebody out. You know, you go ahead and let Marcus Johnson go out there and block and do those things. So there's different packages and plays where A.J. Brown may not necessarily be able to fully take advantage of his ability because it's just simply not a play call that involves him doing that, right? You look at Derrick Henry's run, right, against the Seahawks, where A.J. Brown, you know, kind of blocked down and sealed the edge, and Henry was able to go off of that, and next thing you know, a 60-yard touchdown. Well, in that situation, have Westbrook and Kenny out there doing that, or like I said, Marcus Johnson or Josh Reynolds out there doing that. So that's the way that I think you could kind of limit that. And then Bud Dupree, I think, you know, he's just mixing his snaps, right? If you could have him on mostly pass rushing downs, you know, so that way you could take advantage of his pass rushing ability, but he's just as good against the run. So either way, you know, you could just manage his snaps, just cut him down, you know, allow him to play on first and second down and bring somebody else in or a different package on third down. That's how I could see them limiting or managing the snaps for those guys.
inside linebacker, we know that, you know, there obviously are injuries. Jayon Brown's been out. Monty Rice is not going to play tonight, even though he hasn't done all that much yet in his rookie year. They sign Avery Williamson, that the Titans know quite well, even though he's not the same player that he once was. So what's kind of your look at that position right now that really seems to center around Rashawn Evans and David Long?
It's the David Long show, and I love watching him play because he's such a natural, and the feel that he has for the game is so evident. You watch how he flows to the football. You watch just on certain plays, just watch him, and you'll see a lineman come at him, and he'll take on the block without even touching them. You know, like you see him juke him and make the lineman dive into the ground, and then he'll go and make the tackle. Then you just watch just how he flows to the football so well. I mean, there's a reason why he's so often the first guy at the football. It's because of that feel that he has. And it goes back to a conversation I had with him when he first came to the Titans. It was his first training camp. And we talked about how playing in that conference that he played in and always having to play in space, how that made him so – and he was defensive player of the year in that conference, might I add. But always having to play in space against wide open offenses, it really gave him the advantage just as far as, you know, being a linebacker going against a lot of these, you know, 11 personnel sets and the different things that these teams present. It's just a natural for him. And, you know, that's really all I want to talk about when you talk about these inside backers, because he's playing really, really good football and it's just natural for him. And you love to see it, man. You love to see when a guy just is at the top of his game or ascending to the top of his game the way David Long is. And, you know, it was a long shot, right? He was a day three pick, but look at how he's worked his way into, you know, a guy who's actually a starter now.
So a position group that I'm just going to be honest with you, I'm pretty concerned about tonight is continues to be the offensive line. We know that Lawan hasn't been the same, and he's had the toe and still coming off the knee. Saffold, I know that there's no injury designation for tonight, but he's been banged up a lot. Same with Ben Jones. Just across the board, there have been concerns there. So looking at the offensive line tonight, do you think they're going to be full bore, or are we going to be seeing Corey Levin and some of the other backups?
Well, I think you'll probably see Levin at least once or twice, because we know every week one of the three OGs, you know, original gangsters, not offensive guards, you know, one of those guys go down, you know, whether it's Lawan Saffold or Ben Jones. And there was a lot about Ben Jones and his toughness. You know, Ryan Tannehill has some interesting comments. Mike Vrabel did as well. You know, they just remarked about how tough he is and how he works his way back. But I mean, at some point, you're probably going to see those guys go down. I know Ben Jones and Nate Davis as well. You know, those guys work with Arete Training in Nashville, which is a recovery place. I saw some on IG. You know, those guys in I can't pronounce it. Doing the cryotherapy, the hypo chamber. You know, and that's something that Derrick Henry does as well. I did an article about Henry's recovery and what he's doing. It posted today. But, you know, those guys, I think with that and just their toughness, you know, their ability to work their way back even once they get hurt, you know, I think that's something that's notable. Taylor Lewan, by the way, he said that he was really starting to get back into his groove, and he's feeling the best that he has felt since the injury. So that's a positive sign. And it's interesting, we're talking about concerns and we didn't even mention David Quesenberry, which you know, I think is a testament to how much better he's playing. There were some rough stretches, but I think he's coming around.
What was your take on the Tyson Brailo retirement?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you hear some comments about you know, him not being happy having to go in and quote unquote save Taylor Lewan, whatever that should mean. It came out of nowhere. I mean, you know, I guess the guy just, you know, felt like it was that time. I know he dealt continuously with injuries, whether it was the foot and the knee. So apparently, you know, it ran its course, I guess.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it all shakes out tonight, TD. Appreciate the time as always. Going to be a fun one, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure. Talk to you guys next week. Take care. Enjoy this game tonight, man. It's going to be a banger.
No doubt. Teron Davenport, presented by FreedomTireGuys.com and CraneWorks and RentalWorks. FreedomTireGuys.com, Nashville's premier mobile tire company. Online at FreedomTireGuys.com. CraneWorks and RentalWorks, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit CraneWorks.com. We will have much more to talk about with this game, all the injury concerns and all of that. But first, Willie, as we go to the break, tell us about Lee Company.
Lee Company, 615-567-1000. Hope you've had a chance to come down to Smashville so far. And if you haven't, a couple more home games coming up this week, Tuesday and Thursday. And when you go down there, you will see the Lee Company display out there. They're a big sponsor of the Predators, of our pregame coverage here on 102.5 The Game. They do a great job. And as I told everybody last week, we had our annual checkup of our heating system last week. That's part of our home maintenance plan. So we got the call from Lee Company. That's the beauty of it. They'll call you. They'll figure out a day that works for you to come out and check your heater. And, hey, the temperature's finally dropping a little bit. It's time to run the heating unit a little bit. Temperature going down in the 40s at night. Maybe not during the day, but we definitely kicked it on. But it was good to know that our guy from Lee Company had already come out and checked, make sure it's running properly. That's what you like. And if and when repairs need to be done, you get discounts on those repairs if you're part of that home maintenance plan. So look into it. It's a good program. Lee Company, 615-567-1000. Or go to LeeCompany.com and let them hook you up with the home maintenance plan. Lee Company, proud sponsor, Nashville Predators.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.